Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers. My wife and I sat down with Harlan Mitchell and discussed our own estate planning needs. I know in our experience, Harlan brought up questions that caused us to think about our current situation and what we need to do moving forward. When you sit down with Harlan for your free consultation, you're going to find out things that you may have not thought about when it comes to estate planning. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884 and schedule your free consultation today.
Would you like enhanced energy, better moods, less fatigue, help with allergies, better sleep, mental clarity, or just want improvement of your overall immune health and well-being? Do you need to recover from intense activities, workouts, or sports? Then IV therapy at the Drip Factor inside Trinity Medical Center is right for you. Our IV drips are filled with nutrients, vitamins, and minerals that will help your body replenish, restore, and achieve your wellness goals. For more information, visit trinity-medicalcare.com and schedule your appointment today at Trinity Medical Center, located at 500 Governor Drive.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This whole world is full of hurt. Little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. Friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Welcome to another edition of The Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. And last Monday, if you were listening to The Mark White Show, I was at Calhoun Community College as we spoke with a couple of folks from dual enrollment, Emily Lovell and also Heath Dawes. Interestingly enough, a few days prior, I had actually reached out to Tessa Brown with Skills USA, Alabama Skills USA, and we talked about career tech, and that was something that was mentioned during the conversation at dual enrollment. So I found that very interesting that I had spoken to Tessa, and then I was sitting there talking with Emily and Heath about dual enrollment, and they mentioned career tech, and I told them, I said, well, I was just talking to Tessa Brown, who is the education specialist with the Alabama State Department of Education, Career and Technical Education, Workforce Development. And I was thinking about being able to offer students both the college atmosphere, if that's something they desired, and also the career tech side of things. So I welcome right now Tessa Brown to the Mark White Show as we talk about Alabama Skills USA. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Tessa Brown.
Thank you for having me.
Glad to have you and have this conversation as the new school year starts. We have a lot of young people who are thinking about what they want to do with themselves, and that's a loaded question for a young person. I know in my position, I had no earthly idea when I was in, say, the 10th, 11th grade, what I wanted to do myself, but it is good for these young minds to start thinking about at least foundationally what they enjoy, what they would like to do with themselves for the rest of their lives.
Absolutely. Now, Alabama recognizes that there are multiple pathways to get to those high-demand, high-wage jobs that are interesting. And you know, we are able to serve students with all kinds of talent in Alabama, and CTE definitely provides a way for those students to be engaged and really, like you said, find out what it is they want to do. I know in my family, my son has, I think since kindergarten, said he wanted to be an engineer. And, you know, we've supported that. And as he got older, we started to say, okay, well, what kind of an engineer? And that was a perplexing question to him. And so now he is he is going into the 10th grade in Elmore County High School. And so I said, okay, buddy, this is it. This is your time to step up and really get involved. So my son is actually heading over, and he'll be taking some drafting classes to see if maybe that's the type of engineering. So it's really a way for kids to apply their interest and prepare. And, you know, another aspect of it is a lot of times kids go over there and they learn things that are just applicable for life. They come out with real, genuine skills and credentialed skills. So I always thought that if I got to do a marketing campaign for Career Tech, it would be what's on your resume. I know as a student, I was considered top of the class. But at the end of the day, when I left high school, my resume really had civic type of endorsements on it. You know, I was in student council, but the students that we're graduating have, for example, ASE, Automotive Service Excellence credentials. You know, they have actual credentials that they're able to take and apply and to make themselves attractive to employers in the state of Alabama. So even for our kids that are, say, want to go on into med school, how awesome is it for them? We have kids that can graduate as LPNs. I mean, how amazing is that?
It's also interesting. You were considered top of your class, and we have something in common. I was considered part of the class.
Absolutely. We all have our place.
Here I am with a radio show, and a lot of people probably say Mark White shouldn't be doing what he's doing today, but it takes knowing what your talents are and what your ability is, and then also having someone to tell you what the possibilities are out there. And when it comes to Skills USA supporting education and competition, what are some of the areas that you cover just to kind of open the door to young people to say, well, I didn't realize that was offered?
Well, you know, and I think about it, young Mark could have taken broadcast production in high school. And so, you know, we could have pushed you forward in the career that you ultimately, you know, are enjoying now. So a few of our areas, we have transportation, distribution, and logistics. Of course, that's a huge deal in the state of Alabama. I believe it's, heard a statistic, it might have been 4 of 10 people in the state of Alabama are involved in kind of that cluster area. We have manufacturing, architecture, construction, hospitality and tourism, health sciences, information technology. That's really attractive to kids these days. Marketing, it's endless possibilities. And of course, if you drill deep into any of those cluster areas, and that wasn't a comprehensive list, there's just endless opportunities there for students to grow.
Yes, as I think about all the different things that you just outlined, including law, public safety, corrections and security, manufacturing, and we think about the program Skills USA. How long has this been going? Because I don't recall this in 1995 through 1997.
Well, sometimes I feel like Skills USA is kind of a best kept secret. It was once upon a time, it was VICA. So I think maybe my grandparents would have experienced it as VICA. And there was a name change at some point to Skills USA. But Skills USA was actually founded in 1965. So it's a longstanding organization. Each one of those cluster areas that I described has an associated, we call them CTSOs, which stands for Career and Technical Student Organizations. And so a lot of people remember the FBLA or the kids in the blue jackets, FFA or DECA. And so each of those student organizations, what they're doing is they're helping students to not only get those technical skills and those career tech programs, but also the leadership skills. So I always enjoy understanding how big the need is for our area, because I don't know if there's anyone out there that hasn't complained that they can't find somebody with the skills to do, you know, fill in the blank, or boy, I miss customer service, or why can't anybody, you know, do da da da. And so what these CTSOs do is they provide that leadership training. They provide competition that drives, you know, those high level skills. And so it all, it encompasses what society these days says, where are these people? Well, we have those people for you. We are creating those people at a young age. And Skills USA is interesting because Skills USA is an organization that's not only provided through high school career tech programs. Our association also involves college programs. So we have students competing at the state, the local, the state, and the national level in Skills USA to perform both leadership skills and their technical skills. And I'm just going to tell you, Mark, you should come and join us for that state conference, because you could walk around and see students performing tasks, and it's amazing to see young people that have these real skills. You know, they're welding, they've got culinary skills, they're working on diesel engines, and so they can do these things, and these CTSOs support, like I said, that skill side and the leadership side.
I would be thrilled to see that and see those young people performing their talents and skills through Skills USA. And I'll just say, I try not to live a life full of regret, Tessa. That's really a good thing to do. So I can't look back and say, well, I sure wish I'd heard about Skills USA. I was so interested in kicking a football at the time that I may not have taken advantage of it anyway. But it is great to hear about this, because I want to make sure that others know and understand that it does exist.
Well, and I will tell you, there's a difference between being a teacher and being a career tech teacher, because what their responsibilities are impressive. Because with career tech, one of the things is they're not just teachers and students working together. This brings teachers, students, and industry together. And that's a unique part of career tech. We are directly providing for Alabama's workforce. And so it's not just school centric. It is really Alabama workforce, Alabama future. That's what drives what we do here. So, interestingly enough, the career tech participation, that's actually a required part of career tech. So when people say, you know, why are schools not teaching? And, you know, you fill in the blank, right? And so actually career tech, those things are being taught there. And these organizations, they're not optional. This is truly an integrated part of education in Alabama when it comes to CTE.
Tessa, now that we've gotten a background of Skills USA and we know it exists, we want to talk about how it's funded. And one of the things that's coming up November the 1st is a inaugural golf tournament. And we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, I want you to share about this golf tournament. I want you to share about the fundraiser and then how people can connect with Skills USA. Maybe a young person listening right now, what they need to do to let their guidance counselor or teacher or administrator know that they're interested in looking into Skills USA. Okay.
Sounds good.
Folks, right now we're talking to Tessa Brown. Tessa is actually with Alabama Skills USA. She's an education specialist with the Alabama State Department of Education, Career and Technical Education, Workforce Development. If you have a young person right now that's about to start the new school year and they're in high school, maybe this is something you want them to listen to so that they can listen about Skills USA, Alabama Skills USA specifically, and find out about this program and where they might find their interest and put them on a career path. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
I'll do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
Your Dependable Service Center.
The best way to buy, sell, and experience land is with Jonathan Berryhill. For your farm, ranch, recreational, hunting, timber, and acreage needs, contact National Land Realty Professional Jonathan Berryhill at 256-874-7354 or email at jberryhill@nationalland.com. Be sure to follow Jonathan Berryhill with National Land Realty on Facebook. This is your land.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set them in. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington and Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
He drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early. Get away, 'cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I'm glad that you could join us today and tune in as we try to put our young people on a path. As we think about the school year about to start, I'm reaching out to Skills USA and I'm reaching out to Calhoun Community College. I'm reaching out to colleges and talking about various programs to try to get the young people on a path so that they have an idea of what they would like to do. Right now on the line with me, I have Tessa Brown. She's an education specialist with Alabama Skills USA, Alabama State Department of Education, Career and Technical Education, Workforce Development. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Tessa Brown.
Thank you, Mark. We're having a great time.
We think about our young people, and we want them to succeed. In the last segment, you laid it out pretty well what the program offers, and it does take funding. And when it comes to fundraisers and different things that people have ideas about, you all came up with an idea to have a golf tournament, and it's taking place November the 1st, right?
That's correct. November 1st at River Chase Country Club in Birmingham.
How on earth did you come to the conclusion that you should do a golf tournament?
Well, one thing that I have learned from my husband is that business happens on the golf course. And also, you know, we have some amazing industry partners. As I mentioned, CrewTech is special, and SkillsUSA is special because what it does is it allows us to engage with those industry partners. We get them plugged in with our kids. And to be quite honest with you, those industry partners, a lot of times SkillsUSA offers them almost like a preview of what talent is out there in the state. So, you know, a lot of times our industry partners will come, they'll be contest chairs, and so they'll get to see a student compete in construction or compete in CNC milling or, you know, those different kind of contests. And so we need industry partners. They get to see our students up front when they engage with us in that way. And so this is just another way for us to have industry partners come and just be a partner with SkillsUSA, because ultimately what SkillsUSA is doing is creating their recruiting class, right? So they need skilled workers, and they need skilled workers that have employability skills. And so SkillsUSA is providing that service to Alabama industry. And so this is just another way for us to engage with those industry partners and have them come out and spend a fun day with us out on the golf course.
And as we talked about, Tessa, the fact that this is taking place November 1st right now is a great opportunity for industry leaders, those who have businesses, to become a sponsor, provide a prize, become a tournament sponsor, sponsor a hole, and to say, I would like to be a part of this inaugural golf tournament on November 1st.
That's right. So come out, have fun. You got your tax deductible donation. So we want as many people coming out and golfing and having fun with us for the day as we need, say, prize sponsorships or hole sponsors. You know, we have that opportunity too. So not only are you having the opportunity to maybe do some team building with your people, bring them out for the day, but also get to promote your business and build a partnership. So there's so many layers of awesomeness, if you will, in this event.
Tessa, how does one reach out to you to become a sponsor? I want to talk about that since we're in that conversation, that part of the conversation. I want you to be able to give the information out for someone who's listening who might want to be a sponsor.
Right. So I know for me, I always like to be a Google investigator personally. So I always like to go online. So if you are interested, you can go to ALSkillsUSA.org. So that's ALSkillsUSA.org. That's our website. So you can check us out while you're there. But if you're there on our site, you can go under events and click on the golf tournament event. If you want to contact me directly, my number is 334-694-4923. And then, of course, again, my other favorite form of communication, email. You can email me at Tessa, that's T as in Tom, ESSA.Brown@ALSDE.edu. And, of course, that's Alabama State Department of Education.edu. So we want to connect with you in any way. You can even find us. We are active on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. So hopefully you have seen some of our posts circulating out there. So we have all kinds of ways to connect with you. We are here. You know, we're out there. Just probably if you just search SkillsUSA, it's probably going to pop up. We are out there as much as we can be.
And for those who are just joining us, we're talking to Tessa Brown. She's with Alabama SkillsUSA. And right now, in this moment, we're talking about the inaugural golf tournament fundraiser happening on Monday, November the 1st at River Chase Country Club in Birmingham, Alabama. Proceeds from this event will provide professional development, classroom funding, competitive events,
leadership experiences for our students and instructors in career and technical programs in Alabama high schools, in Alabama high schools and college programs. Alabama Skills USA is a function of the Alabama State Department of Education and affiliated with the National Organization of Skills USA. Skills USA supports education and competition in many areas, as we mentioned in the first segment, Tessa. And for students who are listening right now, young people, or maybe an adult, a caretaker who's listening and wants to find the path for their young person, how does a young person go about getting involved with Alabama Skills USA?
Right. So typically what happens is a student enrolls in Career Tech class, and sometimes it starts at an exploratory level, but a lot of times they already have chosen a program pathway. And like I said, our instructors, this is part of their role. I will say I love CTE instructors because they go so far beyond what a regular teacher does. They have advisory councils with industry partners in their area. They have the responsibility of supporting a career tech organization. So for our kids, all you've got to say is, hey, let's get our membership in. So this is a part of what Career Tech does. So we are there in the schools all the time. So really that's all the students got to do is talk to their instructor and say, let's go. And I will say this, if you're that kid, if you're going up and say, let's do this, let's do Skills USA, we also want you to be an officer. So Mark, that's another thing we have is we have officers in each of our chapters and our sections. We have state officers, and sometimes we even have exceptional state officers from Alabama that become national officers. So it's that easy. And of course, we can also ask those students to head on over to alskillsusa.org, and they've got all the information there about how to join as well.
And we're talking about audiovisual technology and communications, architecture and construction, health science, hospitality and tourism, human services, information technology, law, public safety, correction and security, manufacturing, marketing, science, technology, engineering and mathematics, transportation, distribution and logistics. That is a lot to offer. There may be a young person listening right now who gets on a path to one of these great paths in life. And of course, I wish them well, and you want to help them. And I know the instructors want to help them because we want a successful workforce here in the state of Alabama and across the country.
That's right. And you know, like we've spoken of before, there's no need for a student to kind of flounder in that, we call it the lost decade of, you know, what do I do? Not all students take the pathway to college. Now, certainly a lot of our students in CTE, they continue their studies at college programs like the ones you've been discussing actually recently. But some of them go right into the workforce, and that's that career readiness. And so these kids are actually graduating with genuine industry-backed credentials. And so there's just so much opportunity for your kids. I will say, you know, there's a lot of misconceptions that we fight against in CTE. And one of them is that maybe kids like myself that are top of the class type kids, you know, I was a nerd. I'm willing to admit that, that those kids don't go to the Career Tech. Well, that is so incredibly wrong. Like I said, your child may want to be a doctor one day. Well, how awesome would it be for them to go ahead and start engaging and learning those medical skills? For me, I never became a business owner, but I learned so many skills from being in a Career Tech organization. And I think for me, it was as a senior, but I still have memories of that today. And I just think about my students. I specifically support transportation, distribution, and logistics programs in the state, which is automotive, collision, diesel, aviation, logistics. And I think those kids are ready to be employed at a high-wage, high-demand job immediately out of high school. They're ready to go.
Well, Tessa, we also talked about the fact that we want to have more conversations and open the conversation up about Alabama Skills USA, and I'm looking forward to more conversations with you to talk about Alabama Skills USA moving forward, including the golf tournament, the inaugural golf tournament that's taking place November 1st in Birmingham. So we'll keep listeners abreast of all the things that are happening with Alabama Skills USA if you just stay in touch with me.
Yes, sir. Come spend the day out there with us at beautiful River Chase Country Club It's wonderful. It's an opportunity to get to go and play in that private club. It's beautiful, and spend a day with some awesome students and hopefully some other industry people that maybe you don't mind having the opportunity to connect with as well.
I'm looking forward to what we can do together, Tessa. So thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.
Folks, we've been talking to Tessa Brown. She's with Alabama Skills USA. She's an education specialist. It's part of the Alabama State Department of Education, Career and Technical Education, and Workforce Development. I hope you've enjoyed this conversation. And if you have a young person that needs to hear it, I hope you'll share it with them and let them know about Alabama Skills USA. If you're not in the state of Alabama, talk to your young person about Skills USA. They can find it where they are. So I want to make sure that we not only include our young people in Alabama, but outside the state of Alabama, I want them to be successful wherever they are. You know, here on the Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. If you're encouraged and inspired by the Mark White Show, I want you to share the show with your family, your friends, your neighbors. Let them know about the Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities across the country. You can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people.
Whether you're new to aviation or an experienced pilot looking to advance your skills, Go Vertical Aviation has you covered. With an excellent learning atmosphere and a staff committed to excellence in education, Go Vertical Aviation will customize a learning program just for you. For more information, go to goverticalaviation.com or call 256-412-5226. Be sure to follow Go Vertical Aviation on Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn.
Don't just go. Go Vertical.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
He's got a cold, nothing to worry about.
Just need a couple of stitches.
Your COVID rapid test is negative.
Oh boy, x-ray shows it's broken.
Trust Trinity Medical Care when you need urgent care or routine medical care. Walk-ins are welcome, or let Trinity help you virtually with telemedicine. Visit trinity-medicalcare.com for more information and follow them on Facebook. Trinity Medical Care, where your care comes first. Located on Governor's Drive and South Parkway.
You hear me, people, when I say, well, let's all do something good.